Good morning. I'm great.
Good to hear.
Looking forward to the sunny weekend.
And the hot weekend as well. So stay hydrated, have fun, and get out and enjoy it. And here we are. It's summertime. Graduations are done. We saw South's golfers participate in the golf state tournament. They finished fifth yesterday in Indianapolis. So we're really starting to wrap things up, but we never really close the doors on the school year. It seems to be, and again, I'm not going to get into this argument or this theory about year-round school, but you guys really don't stop what you're doing. There's always something happening.
Well, there really is. We have, I think, 7 different summer programs and summer school going on in various schools this summer.
Who qualifies for those, Sue? Is that something you're forced to take, you can take? How does that work out?
Some of them are by choice.
Okay.
Our summer school program for high school, which is happening at Bloomington South, is for remediation and makeup work. We don't offer that in Richmond anymore due to cuts in funding. And then there's a reading program at Fairview, and then just elementary summer programs at Fairview for kids to stay involved in learning. And we also have a couple camps, which aren't just, well, they're fun camps, but they also have a curriculum that goes with it. So most of it is elementary aged, but then we do have our high school summer school program. So, it's not about year-round school, but it's about offering some opportunities for kids, making sure especially kids who didn't do well on the iRead get a chance, and that's the test that's administered in third grade. They get a chance to improve their skills so that they can move on. So we're just trying to make sure that everybody is where they are with the different opportunities that we have all summer long.
And now the iRead, that's just for third graders only. Is that like their, I don't want to say equivalent of the iStep, but who administers that test? Tell me about that.
That's a state test too, and that's a test to measure reading skills and to ensure that third graders are reading on par with what third graders should be reading. The way that the state has structured it is if a third grader doesn't pass, technically they can't move on to fourth grade. So we're offering the remediation during the summer so that those kids can be where they need to be and they can go on to the fourth grade. Because the one thing we don't want to do, we want to make sure kids can read, because we always say the first 3 years of school is learning to read. And after that, it's reading to learn. So you really, by third grade, do need to have those adequate reading skills. So we put this in place to make sure that kids can qualify and pass that test and move on to the fourth grade. But we also want to really, really make sure that kids are adequately equipped as they go on into the fourth grade and use those reading skills to continue their learning.
Sue Wanser is our guest this morning. She checks in from the MCCSC, as she does every Thursday morning. What's your meeting schedule like? Does the school board still meet during the summertime as well?
Yes, we do, and we have a meeting on Tuesday. I believe it's June 28th. It's a regular meeting, 6 o'clock, in the administration center. And I believe at that meeting we are going to be considering the proposal to put the referendum on the ballot in the fall.
And that's the next official step for that, correct?
Right. And the school board has to approve that with the language that will be used on the ballot. And then that's what moves that forward to the county election system so that it can be placed on the ballot.
And once that is, that's just basically the legalese that needs to be all I's dotted and T's crossed, correct?
Right. And at that point, that's when there are some new state laws that kick in that say we can't use school facilities or school equipment or school time to endorse the referendum. So certainly teachers and anybody else can volunteer for the referendum. They just can't do it during school time. You can't do it in a school building or use school supplies to do that.
And once that is done with, then the community can focus on putting together, getting out information, getting out the word, getting out everything else, because once that's there, then that rules are set, the timeline is set, and everything can go that kind of takes the focus off putting it together, right?
Exactly. And I got to tell you, Glass, we have so many volunteers and volunteers in groups that have been going out, speaking to different organizations, speaking to different clubs, at the farmers market, at other kinds of fairs and festivities, with information on the referendum, how it was spent before, what the proposed tax rate will be, which is a lowering of what it had been, and exactly how that money will be used. So we're still looking, or the committee is still looking for volunteers, and you can sign up on yes4mccsc.org, and it'll give you all the details about the different things that we need volunteers to do. If you don't want to sit at a farmer's market table, certainly there's a lot of other things that could be done, such as mailing or preparing information.
A lot of indoor jobs. You like air conditioning.
Exactly. Well, you go to the farmer's market at 8 o'clock when it's a little cooler.
They promise there are indoor positions for all this. Now, this time of year as well, we know that the buildings will not be open per se, and with classes not being in attendance except for the ones you've mentioned there, where are you at hiring? How does the corporation look in that sense? Are we having a big turnover? Are we just going to replace some people? Because I know you and Keith always tell us at the end of the year, you have that fantastic ceremony for all the teachers that are moving on to the next phase in their lives. Is this a busy time of year to get these people in, or does this wait a little bit later into the summertime?
No, it's right now. You know, people think that, you know, because summer is no school, that no one's doing anything. Our administration is really busy hiring not just teachers, but we lost a few principals and assistant principals, so that process is going on, and that's a really important process for the principals because we use committees of teachers and committees of parents who review credentials and then do the initial interviewing. So, again, it's not just our school administration, but it's other people, too, in the community. So I think at the Tuesday meeting on the 28th, we'll have an announcement of at least two new principal hires that we'll have. And we'll see if we might have even more.
Because, again, sometimes the domino effect, if one goes from here to there, then there to here, then there to there, you've almost, it's musical chairs, and when the music stops, everybody has to have a building.
Well, yeah, you know, and our superintendent a few years ago developed with IU a program by which teachers who wanted to go on into administration could get their graduate courses, get them in, get certified as an administrator. So we do have a lot of internal candidates who we like to hire, and that's handy when we lose people because we know people, they've been mentored, they've been prepared for some of these things, but we also look at people from outside our corporation because people want to come to Bloomington. So right now, it doesn't look like we're having any particular difficulty, but it still means a lot of work for our teachers and our families and our administration to get this all put together. And, Glass, I wanted to mention something because you were talking about schools being closed. I know there was a concern mentioned on social media that not all of the school flags were at half staff as ordered by the governor after the shooting last Sunday. And part of that is because we have so many schools, and they're not all, a lot of them are closed, and they're not staffed. So it took a while. That is happening, but it meant sending somebody from the central administration building out to different schools that weren't being staffed so that we could get that taken care of.
Well, it was good that they gave you a heads up through social media. That's helpful as well, so you know that was
the case. I learned a whole lot that way.
Very nice. And, again, those are some of the things, if you had an unlimited budget, you could take care of in the snap of a finger, but it doesn't always work that way. And we talked with Mr. Scioli on Tuesday about how much money it saves having the buildings closed for certain days and how much money it saves not turning on the air conditioning and turning on this and locking the door. So there is an upside to that as well, because the bottomless, because the pile of money isn't endless, and that's part of the things that have to be done. So we all work together and around it and with it, but there are reasons why those things do happen.
Right, and I got to tell you, I heard Chris on the radio, and he is just wonderful at his job. I mean, it's hard to imagine, you know, he's got all of our buildings to take care of. Transportation falls under him, planning falls under him, food services falls under him, all the maintenance, all the custodial stuff. So And Chris is right on top of it. And since we've been doing this energy efficiency in the summertime, we really, as you said, have saved a lot of money. And we clean schools differently. Instead of just having custodial crews clean their own building, they're going out in big groups and doing a school at a time and getting it done more quickly. And again, it allows the buildings that aren't being occupied
to be shut down.
To save some energy.
Exactly right. All right, Sue, have a great weekend. Enjoy everything that's going on the outdoors and everything that's going on here in town. It's a busy weekend, no doubt about it. And how long did your were you at the city council meeting last night?
No, I stayed home and watched it on TV.
Very
it's so
nice.
Much more fun. It didn't go as late as...
That's what I was going to ask you. I always want to know on Thursday so I can get ready for Tim next Tuesday to figure out if he needed a sleeping bag or not.
They postponed a couple of things. They took action on one thing, and I think they postponed a couple of things. So it wasn't... I think it might have been 10:30, which still... I mean, that's a long meeting.
Hours.
You know, that's 3 hours. But but I don't think it didn't go as long as I think people anticipated.
Well,
it might go.
And they say baseball games last a long time. The city did they did okay the 22% sewer rate hike. The notice error delays the vote on the increase for water rates, so they got to make sure they've got that, all the T's crossed and I's dotted on that. And that's the way you got to do it. And then you got to send it off to the state for all of that. So the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission needs to have all of that before it can get that stuff going there. The rate hike for sewers, I'll just catch everybody up who's just joining us on the story. For sewers can technically go into effect at any time, but the city of Bloomington hopes to implement it at the beginning of 2017. The water rate, though, would require approval from the IURC should the council approve it after it holds a public hearing. And Vic Kelson, the city of Bloomington utilities director, said if the council approves the water rate hike, the rate case would go before the IURC September 27th. They have 300 days to do that. So you can just do the math on there and figure out when the other part of that would go up. So it'll be a while before
that
happens.
And if anybody watched that meeting or watched Dick Kelson, he's just wonderful. I mean, how many people do you know who have a doctorate in water? You know, actually, it's a PhD in hydrology, but he explains things so well.
What is the pH of his PhD?
Pardon?
What is his pH of his PhD? Is it more acidic, more basic?
That's a good one.
That's a terrible one. We got to end it on that one, Sue. That's not any good. But we'll keep an eye on all that stuff. Obviously, with Tim joining us, and Sue, your real job is working in the clerk's office. You're the deputy clerk, so that's why we can ask you
the deputy city clerk.
We can ask you such high level meeting questions and things like that, and we always get good answers. We appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the weekend, and we will get caught up next Thursday.
And happy Father's Day, Glad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
All right, Sue Wands.
Bye-bye.